What's up, everybody? It's another episode of Truth, Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Bonnaire. And if my wife want to chime in, she my co-host. Y'all know Mo.
Hey, y'all.
Check this out, y'all. Herman Cain died of coronavirus. Wow.
We'll give our condolences to his family. Yes. But.
Yes. That, you know, he the one that attended the Trump rally. He attended the Trump rally in Tulsa. Couple days later, he said he get diagnosed with coronavirus. Now, we seen pictures of him at the rally with no mask on. Listening to Trump, man. Like, how much blood does Donald Trump have on his hands?
I told you, his whole body.
Like, let's just keep it real, man. Like, wow, man. Like Donald Trump is so destructive. Like, how much, oh, man. Like, you literally listen to Donald Trump. Over scientists, man. Wow. I want to break something down to the people about science and religion. And this has really got something to do with truth, facts, logic, and opinions. See, science actually means to know. The word science means knowing. Religion deals with something called faith. And what people don't understand is that knowing is higher than faith. Faith means that you have confidence. In something that you believe with no proof. In order for you to know, you need to have proof. You need to have evidence. So I just don't understand how people try to separate science and religion. Because it seems as though that religion literally, like, it literally disarms a human being's intellectual faculties. It seems like it's almost like that's what it's designed to do. Because listen, think about it. If you're going to study God, if you want to learn about God, to me, the best way is through science. Because through science, you studying God's creation. You studying it. From a molecular level, all the way up to a physical, all the way up to a whole grown body. Or when you study the universe, like science is like when you study in the universe. Like think about this, y'all. They say that man was made in the likeness and image of God. In a lot of the religions. But how can you study how man is made in the likeness and image of God without studying the image that's in the image of God? The image, which is the body in all parts of it, all the way down to the spiritual level. This is science, y'all. And the reason why, see, what people got to understand is the reason why they separated science from religion in the first place is because if you gonna have science within religion, then nobody can lie to you. Nobody can lie to you. When you got science next to your spirituality, nobody can lie to you. Nobody can come and tell you this happened. Nobody can come and tell you this is what it is. And that's why a lot of religions depend on faith. Because they want you to believe in something that they can't prove to you. You understand what I'm saying? So, this thing with Herman Cain, damn, like I just don't understand, man. I understand Trump, but the people that follow Trump, man, I just don't understand y'all, man. I really don't understand y'all. Y'all literally. Suppresses your own intellectual ability or your own mind's process of discernment to believe in something that could potentially kill you if you ain't dealing with the science of it. That's enough of that. Now I'm back to this. Listen to Donald Trump, man. How much blood does this man have on his hands since he's been a president? And nobody is holding him accountable for it.
Well, let's talk about the nursing home our way. That was just on the news because they was giving patients that, what's it called, hydrochloroquine?
Yeah, the drug that Trump keep touting that all the scientists say ain't no good, but Trump just keep touting.
Yeah, well, they was giving these people that drug without permission. That just came out like either yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yo, you should be able to sue Trump for that. You should be able to sue Trump because the office that he holds, he hold the highest office in the land. So if his interest in you ain't to help, protect, serve. If that's not his interest, then he should be able to be held accountable for that. Like, if you're the president of the United States and your number one priority ain't the safety of the American people, you should be able to get sued for that. This man literally went on TV and told people to drink bleach, y'all. Oh, my God. Bleach, y'all. He went on TV and told people to drink bleach. Inject themselves with disinfectant. Like, he literally did that. Like, listen. When you're dealing with Trump, you don't have to insult Trump or come up with no material to make Trump look bad. Trump do all that stuff on his own. Like, he do all that on his own, man. Like he insults himself. He makes himself look bad. And this is what you get when you have a person that was born with a silver spoon in their mouth and he's suffering from having a affluent lifestyle. This is what you get. You get somebody that thinks that they were, no matter if it's a lie or not, should be listened to. And when you listen to, when you actually hear his niece's book, she says that He never, in his whole life, has never been held accountable for nothing. So he can just come out there and splat up at the mouth with conspiracy theories and untruths. And he don't even think nothing of it, y'all. Like what type of man? What type of man? Like, I never once heard Trump send his condolences to the over 150,000 people that died from the coronavirus. Have you ever heard him say anything like that?
What?
That my condolences goes out to the families that's lost loved ones in the coronavirus.
No.
Every time, listen.
He don't own none of his stuff.
But this is the thing, though. Every time before he talks.
He don't own the virus. He don't own police brutality. He don't own these people running up into Walmarts and stuff, killing people. He don't own nothing.
Just think about it, yo.
The only thing that he own is, in his delusional mind, Obama is still sabotaging him. That's the only thing that he owns.
That's a lie, so he can't really own that either.
I'm just saying that's what he believes. So he don't believe none of the other stuff is a direct effect of him not leading the country properly.
Oh, my God, this dude here, man.
He don't believe in, like, none of that stuff is on him. He always placing the blame on other people.
I'm just saying, though, like, it's just automatic. Like, it's just something to it, like, to the point where the United States of America is the laughing stock of the world, y'all.
It is.
The United States of America is the laughing stock of the world.
And it's bad when we say we'd rather have other presidents that we knew didn't give no flying fucks about us, but at the same time, they still govern the whole United States.
It still was a calmness and a steadiness to it.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's just like we got an epidemic and a pandemic.
I'm just trying to figure out the people that like this dude. Like, if you, like, it's just getting to the point that if you support Trump, like, you is literally, like, you have no reason other than support. Like, listen, if you middle class, think about this. If you middle class, if you poor, you have no reason to be voting for Donald Trump unless you are racist. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Because he's so out of line. Like, he's so stupid with the shit he be doing and the shit he be saying. Like, he told people to inject themselves with bleach, y'all. Think about that. And then you are like if you get into it.
He told y'all to inject yourself with bleach, but yeah, when we was growing up in school, we used to put the Mr. Yuck stickers on the bleach.
Yeah, remember the Mr. Young stickers? But look, right? But just think about this, right? Like, I was talking to a Trump supporter. And when I was in Lowe's the other, like, last week, when I was in Lowe's, when I was going to buy a new hot water heater. And when I brought up that he told people to inject themselves with bleach, this dude laughed like, Trump crazy. What? He laughed like, Trump crazy. Is you serious? Like, it, to me, it doesn't hit home until it hit home. You feel what I'm saying? It don't hit home until it hit home. But I bet you was hit home with Herman Cain family right now. Herman Cain was the patriarch of that family, and he dead right now because he was listening to Trump. Let's just keep it real, man. He dead right now because he was listening to Trump. The same with how them people that got killed in them Walmarts because people was listening to Trump talk bad about immigrants and make immigrants to be like they was demons. People listening to Trump went up in Walmart shooting people. All right, we know Trump ain't pull the trigger. We know Trump ain't give him the gun. But listen, y'all, he the president of the United States of America. to a lot of people, his word is gold. You feel what I'm saying? Like, to a lot of people, when a president speak, his word is gold. It's gold. You know what I'm saying? So when he say things like, you know, the press is the enemy of the people, and then you had the one Trump supporter running around sending bombs to people in the press and people that don't like Trump. Like, when you the president of the United States, your word is gold, man. And if you don't understand that people listen to you, then you don't need... Oh, man. Well, this is ridiculous, though, yo. This is ridiculous. Because Herman Cain, he just went against all logic. First off, nigga, you black. They the ones dying the most off of it.
It's not funny, dang.
It ain't funny, but I'm just saying. It ain't funny, but
it's funny.
Herman Cain, like, you serious, dude?
I mean, even in our little town, you got a lot of folks walking around with no masks. And they know folks that got it here.
You got people around here. I went outside the other day. Somebody told me, like, man, hey, I don't believe that. What? Well, I know what. We know what. 3-4 people that didn't had it by now?
More than that.
Probably, yeah, more than
that. I was talking to my aunt, and somebody she know had to watch her mom die on FaceTime from COVID. That's horrible.
But this is what I don't understand, though. What's the pride in you saying that it ain't real? Like, what's the pride? Like, what's, like, at the worst case scenario, even if it ain't real, even if it wasn't real, you still should take precaution like it is.
My thing is, they pitched a hissy fit to get everything open, and now y'all still don't want to wear a mask. Like, y'all just want what y'all want. That's why people keep talking about all of this white privilege that's going on, because it's mainly the white people that want this country to open. So they open it, and now everybody getting this damn virus. But what give you the right not to wear a mask to try to jeopardize my health?
See, but because what it is, and this is why, what it is this, Mo. Black people, Hispanic people, we used to struggling. You know, like, we used to coming from the bottom, coming out the mud. But some people, for the first time in their life, they lost their job. Some people, for the first time in their life, they can't go somewhere they please. See, we used to that. So, like, these situations, we thrive in. Like, we thrive in these type of situations. They lose their job. They want to go kill themselves. Like, it's the end of the world. What about your son? What about your kids?
Well, open up your business and wear a mask. Everybody to come in got to wear a mask. Everybody talking about it's not federal law. It's not law. It's a mandate. That's just like if you know somebody got HIV, what you gonna go have? I mean, you shouldn't have sex. Well, I ain't gonna say you shouldn't have sex with them anyway. But what you gonna go have unprotected sex with them and risk that chance?
And I be hearing people talking about it's like the flu. Nigga, I don't want the flu either.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want the flu either. Shit. The older you get, when you get them motherfucking cold and flu, they be feeling way more deadlier than when you was a young kid.
That because healthy people done caught this virus.
And died. My nephew was down there going through it when he had it. Kimmy was down there going through it. And he only 23. You know what I'm saying? He only 23 years old. And he was going through it. You know, he was calling me, talking about he feel like he gonna die. You know what I'm saying? So, all that people saying it ain't real and it's that and the other. Come on, man. That right there, like, people so selfish. By you saying it ain't real, like, you really disrespecting your whole family. Because if you the leader of your family and you telling your family members that it ain't real, that's for kids, man. If you a grown man and you got a family, your object is to take care of that family at all means. You can't be around here downplaying a virus that kill people when you got people that's looking up to you and people that's looking to you for support and strength. And our president, oh my God, man. Like, people put, like, I just don't understand how people put racism over real life issues. You feel what I'm saying? Or you don't like black people. Or you racist. But still in all, Trump just gave a tax cut that 80-something percent of the tax cut went to the rich.
And they still complaining about it.
Hold up. And you down here being racist with Trump and you struggling. You struggling. All because this dude Trump got you all emotional. He telling you black people taking your jobs. And the whole thing about it, why he hiring Mexicans to take your jobs, he telling you that Mexicans and minorities is taking your job. That's why you ain't got a job, but he the one that's hiring them. Ain't that some shit, yo?
That's your president.
That's some crazy shit, though. I'm just saying, though, it's like how they insult the intelligence of the American people.
And some of the American people, his base, let
him. Yeah, they let him. But I'm just saying, though, like, you got, this dude got 38% of the vote. All because of, he only got two people that's voting for him. Rich people and racist people. And he ain't even no real racist.
Yes, he is.
I mean, Trump, like you have to understand, Trump could be bought. You could be Arab, black, or Jew. You could buy Trump. You feel what I'm saying? A real racist, you can't buy him. He ain't doing nothing with nobody that ain't white. You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing nothing. But Trump could be bought. You know what I'm saying? He could be bought. Period. Like, I done heard the dude, David Duke, say something about Trump's daughter and his son-in-law. Because you know white supremacists don't like Jews either, right? And you know Jared Kushner is a Jew. And his daughter became a Jew too. Like, come on, y'all. Like, I just want to know, like, why do y'all put racism over real life issues? Why? I guess the answer to that is the same reason why they put faith or cultism over science. Wow. Like, I don't care. I never choose to struggle just because I don't like another race of people. I never do that. Never. Never. But you got somebody telling you things that could be opposed or debunked by a push of a button, man. We got to talk about how much blood does Trump really have on his hands. This is part two. Oh, my God. Herman Cain, man, that's dead. That's deep, man. And then remember the other day, he in an interview with somebody, right? And him and somebody talking, they interviewing him. I think it was Axios interviewing him. So Axios asked him, like, you know, Putin putting bounties on American soldiers' head. You didn't talk to Putin 7 times and you ain't said one thing to him about it. Then he said, Putin is supplying your enemy, the people that you fight, the American soldiers is fighting the Taliban in the war right now, right? Putin, your friend, is supplying the enemy with guns and weapons to go against you. You know what Trump said? Huh?
What did he say?
He said, well, America supplied them with weapons when they was fighting Russia. What? Hold up. That's what he said. That's like me telling you. That's like somebody in your family. Going to punch somebody in your family, you know what I'm saying? Go punch somebody in the face, and the person shoot them down and kill them. You understand what I'm saying? And that's like you sitting up there saying, well, he shouldn't have punched them in the face. What? Why couldn't he just fight him? He punched him in the face. Why couldn't he just fight him? Why he had to kill him? Why he had to pull out a gun? Why didn't he just get the head up? Like, but I'm just saying, like, Trump literally doesn't think of himself as an American. He think of himself as his own thing. Because the only way you can
go by Allen and take all his supporters with his ass. And they live happily ever after and leave us all, the rest of us alone.
I'm just saying, the only way you can say something like that is that you feel like you ain't with America. Like, you must feel like you ain't, this ain't the country that you took an oath to protect and serve.
Somebody because
whatever's done in
the... that man to Allen.
Man. He said,
so you could well, America, has some
he literally said that, though.
That was just like when they was asking about the police killing black people. He was like,
white people get killed too.
Yeah, like, what?
This right here goes to show me that, why everything that the European has built never lasts, only lasts hundreds of years. And then it just dead. This the reason why. Because everybody got a hidden agenda. Nobody is trying to be truthful. Wow, man. I know Herman Cain family members and they family. I know all the ones.
I wonder what's going on with the people that were sitting around in the picture with
him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying all the ones that were sitting around in the picture with him, listening to what Trump was telling them. Your money can't save you. You dead now, homie. And this is not disrespect to him at all. But what you think? Because you had all that money, it was going to save you from the virus? Wow. You got other Republicans. Republicans is catching, like, Republican politicians catching that stuff left and right. One dude said he caught it from the mask.
Yeah. That's the most stupidest thing I ever heard.
It's the stupidest shit in the world for you not to wear a mask. Especially if you got kids, though. You got kids with asthma and all that, and you don't want to wear no mask? You don't want your kids to wear no mask, but as soon as your kid in the hospital with asthma because they got coronavirus about to die, you're going to want everybody to feel sorry for you. You're going to want all your, you're going to want everybody to come up and say, oh, we with you. You're going to want everybody to come up to you and say that when everybody know damn well that you sit up there and said that you ain't believe in the coronavirus, you ain't wearing no mask for nothing. But F your mama that's 50 years old, that got pre-existing conditions, you don't care about none of that. You just worry about you. You just want to be like everybody else, and you want to see. This what I don't. This one thing that I don't be understanding about people, right? Is that, you know, you got some people that just be different, just to be different. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got some people that's different because it's a part of them. But then you got some people that go out their way to be different, just to be different. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody wearing masks. I ain't wearing none, man. I'm standing up. I'm being macho. You know what I'm saying?
But in the same token of you standing up and you being macho and you not wanting to be different, you're jeopardizing other people around you.
You just want to be, you're going to end up like Herman Cain.
Or have somebody else end up.
Yeah, somebody around you died. And you notice how everybody try to act like they don't believe in the government and believe in it. When you got somebody like Trump, what people don't know is Trump is exploiting all that of which the government is really about. Like, you know, all black people life, we always said the government was against us and the government this and that, which is, you know what I'm saying, in a lot of capacities is facts. You know what I'm saying? But then when you turn around and you put somebody like Donald Trump in there, like he going to town on the American Constitution, man. Like, he literally going to town on the Constitution. Like, he don't care. Like, he posing and he advertising products from the Oval Office. Oh my God. That's why when I'm talking to somebody that's a Trump supporter, you know, I try to sit down with them and talk to them because I want them to understand how they let racism make them go against their own self-interest. Because you want to blame somebody else because you had privilege in this country and you still broke. And you mad about it. I'm just saying, y'all, man. Science over everything, man. And we out.